National Indigenous Pastoral Enterprises is a full subsidiary of the Indigenous Land Corporation that has its own board of directors. And the establishment of NIPE came about as a reflects a commitment by the ILC board to continue to build and invest in agricultural businesses in recognition of the crucial role they play in providing economic opportunities for Indigenous landowners. The board was, the NIPE was originally created in 2004 as an employment vehicle for employing Indigenous people working in the ILC's agricultural businesses. What's now occurred is that the board has obviously established NIPE in its own right as a full-blown subsidiary of its own board of directors, and a number of employees from the ILC who originally providing support to these businesses are now being seconded across to NIPE.
Mm. So this full subsidiary has been running for about a year now. What do you think it's achieved?
Well, I think what we're looking to do, we're already, I think there's a number of things that we've achieved already. Currently, the NIPE employs 246 Aboriginal employees, of which 102 are trainees across the 14 properties. That's 72% of the workforce of NIPE is Indigenous. We have also, we not only run 14 properties across Northern Australia, turning over about $20 million per annum, NIPE also has responsibility in relation to the Gumbalunya Meatworks at Gumbalunya, and which I think featured in your program last week in relation to buffalo product, which we're looking to market and expand our involvement in that arena. But also NIPE operates the Roebuck Export Yard Depot in Broome, which is regarded as one of the most successful export yard facilities in the country, and over 70,000 head of cattle passed through those yards last year. Mm. And that yard, those yards operate in relation to passing through cattle through the export yards on behalf of all producers.
Yeah, well, I mean, right there's a couple of really big agricultural businesses that you've mentioned there. For them, how has the day-to-day runnings changed now that they sit in this new subsidiary of the ILC?
Well, the day-to-day arrangements have remained much the same, in the sense that these businesses were built up over the last 14 years. When the ILC first got involved in this area in 1999, a lot of these places weren't productive, and it's been over a long period of commitment and investment by the ILC that's got to a point where it's got the opportunity to put them on a more secure and commercial footing. One of the reasons why the ILC has moved to establish NIPE in its own right and have a dedicated board is that under one corporate umbrella, is we're looking to provide greater flexibility for NIPE to expand its business footprint. That is by forming partnerships and pursuing worthwhile business opportunities. The ILC and now NIPE has within it significant intellectual capital. We've built a lot of experience up over the years. We've got a fabulous staff who are very dedicated and passionate about what they do, but have enormous experience and capacity in this area. And we're looking to ways which we can better market that expertise and ensure that a wider number of Indigenous landowners get access to it. We're also very concerned to make sure that we take up the opportunities that are there, because, as you're aware, there's a growing beef industry in Northern Australia and a growing export market. It's important that Aboriginal people are positioned to take opportunities that are arising there, and we want to better align also with, given that the federal government and the territory, West Australian, Queensland governments are bringing a greater focus to northern development and development in the beef industry more generally, we want to make sure we're better aligned to take advantage of the opportunities that are arising there.
There's a lot of northern cattle stations changing hands at the moment.
Yes.
Is NIPE looking at the prospects of buying more land?
No, I don't. At this stage, our main focus is putting Aboriginal land back into production. I think that's where the real opportunities lie. And one of the things that the ILC has done successfully over many years, and which NIPE is now taking responsibility for, is working very closely with the Northern and Central Land Councils, the Northern Territory Cattlemen's Association, and the Department of Primary Industries and Fisheries in the Northern Territory, ways in which Aboriginal land can be put back into production. And there's been, over the last 14 years or so, significant investment in that regard, and there has been an additional at least 24,000 kilometres of land being fenced, watered and put back into production, and also a number of Aboriginal-owned lands, over 34,000 kilometres, where 26 new grazing licences have been issued. So we've got there's been a lot of effective and successful work done that, working very closely with those partners, and we're looking now to how we can enhance that in the context of these emerging market opportunities and growth in the industry. So it's an issue about taking the next step, I suppose, in relation to all these opportunities that exist.
And in terms of a goal, which we reported on last year, of doubling the size of NIPE's cattle herd over the next 10 years, is that the key, just to get more Indigenous lands back into production?
That's right. And I think also being able to operate them as integrated businesses. As you know, the trend in this area, people trying to operate businesses as standalone entities, is no longer generally viable. And we've had a great deal of success in working with these existing 14 businesses as an integrated business across Northern Australia. You can achieve economies of scale in relation to your marketing, your transport, and, of course, dealing with droughts and what have you. We see that a sort of a key here is how do we forge better partnerships with existing Aboriginal landholders and other players to maximise that footprint. We're already involved in negotiations in Western Australia with a range of Indigenous landholders who are looking to explore ways that they might partner with NIPE in that regard. And we're also looking to ways we might better strategically engage, particularly with the land councils here in the Northern Territory, in respect to some of the opportunities that are there. And that's just a natural extension of the work that's already been done. The foundation has been laid down that in respect to that Indigenous pastoral program that I talked about before that we work with the Cattlemen's Association and the land councils on.
Do you feel like it's a good time to be in the game of beef?
I think it's pretty self-evident it's a good time to be in the area of beef. But we know that this is all about taking the long haul. There's no quick gold mines here. You've got to get the investment, you've got to get the fencing, you've got to get the waters, you've got to train people to be able to take the opportunities and develop business models that work effectively in this space. There's a lot of risks in this game. That's something where intellectual capital is important in terms of understanding around occupational health and safety issues. There's animal welfare issues, as you're well aware. You know, there's a range of risks to be managed in this area. We're there for the long haul. To put Aboriginal people in a better position and assist people to be on a sustainable basis in terms of managing land. But it's hard work. It requires a lot of investment and a lot of persistence, and especially developing good and trusting and effective relationships with all the players in the game. So we think we've got a very sound footing thanks to the work that the ILC has done over many years and our people involved and the goodwill shown by a whole range of other stakeholders. Our challenge is to build on that and in terms of going forward and ensure that we make this a success.